views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Are you ready to know your whole self and live a more authentic, non-resistant, joyful life? Are you ready to be acknowledged and welcomed home? Join A Space of Allowing Radio for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. Here is your host, Coach Nancy Coco.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Space of Allowing Radio. I'm Coach Nancy Coco, and I have to tell you all this week, I feel like I am a cat curled up on a warm windowsill in a sunspot with excitement and relaxation and all sorts of good energy coming into this space of allowing, where this week we're actually going to take a really interesting exploration into the world of creativity, how we allow ourselves to be creative. When do we allow ourselves to be creative? And the big question is if we allow ourselves to be creative. The quote that I posted on the description of this week's show kind of gives us the little sensation that sometimes when something wants to be born, we almost can't stop it. And that is, and the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. And so today I invite you all to stretch out on that nice warm windowsill with me in a sunspot, grab some pen and paper, and join us for this episode of Space of Allowing, Fierce Creating. And as we get started, I really want to say a warm welcome and hello to my friend and fellow coach, Monica Ortiz. Hi, Monica.
Hi, Nancy.
And welcome. Welcome to the show. I am so proud of you for doing this. We're having our little secret giggles together, you and I, and I want to tell all the listeners that this is a big step for both of us in terms of fierce creating, that we are even on this show together. So take a deep breath and let me just celebrate our friendship for a little bit. Monica and I came to know one another about 2 years ago when we both participated in a program offered by Leadership That Works that was called Coaching for Transformation. I would encourage you all to check it out on the web because it was so well named, right? It was called Coaching for Transformation. And neither of us was really quite the same. None of us who came through the program were really quite the same because of all the ways that we had an opportunity to create and to transform. And so, Monica, I welcome you to the show. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you're feeling today.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be here. It definitely is a huge step. And I so agree that the coaching program really was the beginning. That was 2016. And that was a big year of transformation and change. And so much has happened to allow me to be in this space right now and to share all the good stuff that's going to be coming up.
I totally love that. I feel like we've known each other for a long, long time. And I think that that is because we trust in the creative space of coaching. We really do trust that we can go to those edges and to be fierce, you know. And when that word came up and we wanted to talk about fierce creating, I know you sort of lit up when we said that. Can you talk a little bit about what that means to you and just who you are at this point in your life as a fierce creator?
Yeah, that word is perfect for exactly what I think I'm going through right now and what I think an authentic creative process looks like. It's all shades of it. It's the really big stuff, the really little stuff. It's taking that chance, that leap, and playing with the universe it's having fun and feeling all of the in-between stuff where you're like, oh my gosh, my stomach feels tight. I want to throw up right now. And the excitement, you know, it's all of it in between. And so that's what I think of fierce creativity. It's the authenticity of being with whatever moment you're experiencing and just really honoring it. And sometimes that looks really loud and big and bold and bright. And sometimes it looks really soft and gentle and alone and quiet. And so like needing all of those spaces.
Wow. I love what you were saying about playing with the universe, because it does, it kind of takes us out of our everyday 9-to-5 routine and gives us an opportunity to, I don't know, switch into right brain from left brain, get outside of our comfort zone, play. Like you said, you know, what are some of the ways that over this last 2 years you've noticed this fierce creativity wanting to come into blossom? How is it for you? How has it been?
Yeah, for me, it really first started with these ideas that kept popping up. And so I think the first thing I would say is have this space where you record those ideas. It's like trusting that they're going to come up. And I would have these ideas of like, oh, maybe I want to try this, or maybe I want to do that. And I had no idea if it was possible, if I wanted to do it, if I really could do it. But I said, okay, I'm just going to keep notes. And I would keep post-it notes, and I have like so many notes in my phone on the actual app. That's like the note app. And I just kept adding to it. And it would just be little pieces here and there. I didn't know what they all meant. I didn't know how they were going to come together. But I was just like, all right, if I'm getting this idea in the middle of work, let me just write it down, and then I can concentrate again.
So that's what I wanted to ask you about a little bit, because I'm so curious about that. I know you have a commute, because sometimes you'll talk about, you know, listening to different podcasts and things on your commute. But what spaces in your day were most conducive to just having ideas kind of pop up, even if you weren't attending to them?
Yeah, I think my morning commute was ideal. It was almost in two ways. It was ideal where one, it was the place where I got to listen and be inspired. And I love listening to podcasts. And so that was the place where it was like I was feeding my soul with all of these amazing, like inspiring messages. And that I think was so necessary to then do. The next part was where these ideas would just pop up. And those ideas, I swear sometimes it felt like opening the faucet and it was just the water was like rushing. So that was totally unexpected. It happened anywhere and everywhere. I could be sitting at my desk. I could be taking a walk in the park. But I think it happened because I did those, like that morning sort of time to just feed my soul. And then also like walks through the park, like any kind of those things that connect you to that quiet place in you that is creative. I think it's almost like a primer. And once you start doing that, things happen.
So too, you know, it's making me remember a time I have a treadmill in my basement, and I used to really like to just run on the treadmill, sort of slow and steady, and turn my brain off. You know, maybe listen to music, maybe not even listen to music. And my basement is very simple, nothing there but sort of cement and a couple of shelves, and I'm running. And I recall a time when I sort of like tripped off the treadmill and ran upstairs to the kitchen, and I grabbed whatever little pieces of paper I had, because all of a sudden I got the beginning of a piece of a speech that I was going to be giving, a talk that I was going to be giving. And I couldn't even stop the treadmill. I just ran off, ran upstairs and jotted everything down, because it was in that offbeat moment where I wasn't even making eye contact. I wasn't sitting down saying 1, 2, 3, right. I wasn't doing anything intentional. I was at rest. And I think it's just like you say, there was sort of an incubating time that was allowed to happen. And when the idea was cooked enough, it wanted to come out. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, you know, a little unusual. Another time that it happens to me is if I'm making a pot of soup. So I'll be cutting all the carrots, I'll be cutting all the celery, I'll be prepping all the ingredients. And just, again, maybe it's the routine of something that is satisfying and peaceful, but it gives me words in my brain about other things that I haven't thought about in a while? And how do ideas come to you? Do you see them as images? Do you hear them as words? What do you do when the floodgates open and ideas start to flow in that creative space?
Yeah, it's funny. It comes in different ways. It's funny how you describe cutting the vegetables, because I do think, like, I find that meditative, and I think that repetitive motion, whatever it is really kind of the key. Because I remember being like meditating and just kind of getting up because I had this like visual of like this board and these words. And I was like, I don't even know what it's for. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but it just came. And I just felt like this urgency of, I need to put it down so that I can work on that later.
Beautiful. Would you be willing to sort of give us a little sneak peek? Like, what were some of the words that came up, and what how did you talk back to that creative process as these words were sort of showing up, which you didn't know what to do with them?
Yeah. I can tell you also even another experience. Usually it does come up as words, but some of the visuals I would have is like seeing, when I was getting off the train on my commute, seeing these buildings and like just visually seeing a mural and being like, oh my God, I don't know what that looks like. And so I would just sort of take some notes down, especially if it's words, it's easier to like put them down. And I almost don't even question it. It's like, this first part for me is putting it down on paper or pen or whatever it is, wherever you want to store it, however that looks like for you, if you take a picture or something. And then I don't necessarily take action on it right away. It's just almost like I'm with whatever just came, and I put it away.
I just kind of got this image of you planting a little seed and then just kind of letting it be there and not even tending it too closely, just knowing that that seed is in the ground, and when it's ready, it'll pop up. There's a certain gentleness to that. And yet, yeah. I mean, there's also a fierceness to it when a tiny little plant becomes a huge tree or whatever it happens to be. When we allow, which I think is really what we're talking about, those ideas to just flow in without weighing them, without judging them, without fretting over, what do they mean? Am I kind of crazy? Mm-hmm. So no, what is this going to do to my life? Right?
No.
Those are all the ways that I think we can invite a sense of creativity into our lives, even against a backdrop of a very busy life, because each of us, you know, has had different jobs too in the foreground. And yet that creativity seems to always be simmering sort of in the background. And so when we return, I'd really like to get into some of the almost healing benefits of allowing this kind of creativity to be a companion in our everyday lives, and the ways that even our listeners may be starting to get some ideas popping up. And I would invite you all to just jot them down, draw a quick sketch, talk it into your phone, allow those ideas to flow in this creative, fierce space. And we'll be back in a minute.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E-learners.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to A Space of Allowing. I'm Coach Nancy, and I'm here with my friend and fellow coach, Monica Ortiz, as we take a deeper dive and explore what it means to allow fierce creativity into our lives. I say a deeper dive because I used to teach writing to students of all different ages, middle school, high school, grown-ups, and writing tends to be that kind of a process where you have to take a deep dive down as if you're a deep sea diver and see what's down in there and then do some exploration and come to the surface and say, look what I've discovered. You know, it's kind of that solitary experience of going into the deep dive and then surfacing again and celebrating whatever it is that's come up. And so, Monica, I just would love for you to share a little more of your creative process with us. Can you tell us where our listeners can find you and maybe give us a little virtual tour of some of your spaces online?
Yeah, so the main place that I've been active on recently is on Instagram. And people can find me there at Monica Ortiz Coaching. And that space was really special to me because it was where I started visioning what a coach could look like in an online platform. Mm-hmm. I was filling myself up with so many people doing amazing things. And I just knew that that was one of the spaces that I wanted to be on. I wanted to contribute really positive content. And the first one I did was a little drawing that I did during lunch, and I had looked at it, and it's a heart, and there's like a bunch of different little sections, and it was for me really accepting all the pieces of myself. Mm-hmm. And the little message I put under it was, the universe is always creating with you, for you, and through you. Are you open? Are you following the curiosity? Mm-hmm. And that was huge for me. Like, that was, I put that out there because those were the questions that I had been asking myself. Like, did I believe that the universe could create with me? Did I believe that I can trust it? Did I believe that there was this like bigger mission dream for me and that I could actually execute it?
And how did you feel when you posted that? Did you get a response? Did you get a, how did that talk back to you after you put that out there in the world?
I did get a response. I got a positive response, and it was a little nerve-wracking at first because it was that first step where I was finally saying, okay, I'm going to take this coaching and put it out in the world a little bit more. I'm going to share some of my opinions and what I think about creativity and intuition and these topics that maybe some people are really comfortable with and some aren't. And I didn't know how it was going to land with people. But I just knew that whatever I shared, I had to believe in. I wanted to be authentic. And so I think just that practice of posting, especially in the last few months, has, I don't know, it's kind of refined my message a little bit more. It's made me more confident. That has been its own creative space and project.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, and I kind of keep going back to the quote that you and I have offered to one another in different text messages over these couple of years. And it's the quote that I offered to the listeners at the top of the hour. And that is, and the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. And I hear you, and I really champion that in you, to take the risk to put yourself out there. And, you know, and I think this radio show too, in a lot of ways, my listener friends have heard me say this before, that, you know, it's a work in progress. And I used to feel the need to sort of have it all together before I showed anything to anybody. And now I'm really okay with the fact and have received great feedback and acceptance and allowance for the fact that, you know, some of the pieces of the puzzle are still in the box. It's not fully formed yet. But in communion with others, I think, is a lot of how those pieces get fit into place, and communion with the universe. I think that's what you're offering to me. Your spiritual dimension, I think, is the one that really reminds us that there's more than the commute to and from work and the work at our desks, or, you know, whatever it is that we spend the majority of our time doing. So where do you want to go next? Do you want to go into healing through the creative process? What is calling to you in this part of our show together?
Yeah, I think that is a good place, because I know for me it has been healing, and I could imagine for your listeners, wherever they're at in their process, it's not necessarily the thing that I thought, okay, I'm going to do this so I can heal this part. But it's almost like this amazing byproduct. And I think it happens always.
So I love that, because I want to lean into that a little bit more and have you open that up and show us around a little bit. Okay. So you have shown us a little bit about yourself as someone who's on her commute, has just started getting glimpses of creative invitation from the universe. Is that okay to put it that way?
Yes, absolutely.
And then from those glimpses, you're kind of gaining steam, you're gaining momentum, you're putting little messages back out there into the universe on Instagram and on other places. And what is starting to come of that? Where is the healing fitting into that puzzle of fierce creating?
Mm-hmm. I mean, even just that voice piece that we were talking about before, mm-hmm. like allowing yourself to be seen. I feel like we always talk about wanting to be seen and heard.
Yeah.
And it's like just to give yourself that space of saying exactly what you were saying before. It doesn't have to be perfect. I don't have to be perfect. I'm not going to be perfect. But I'm going to share this little piece of me with you. And there's like a huge amount of vulnerability in that.
And so what does that, when we talk about coaching, and we learned, you know, similarly about a presenting agenda. So we think it's about this. Creating something in the world. And then there's a deeper agenda, like, well, oh, maybe it's also connected to this. And then, believe it or not, in the style that we were trained, there's even a transformational agenda that's deeper than those two things. So we think we're talking about a restlessness and, you know, an interest in getting back to painting or cooking more or building something. But really, what could it be about? What was it really about for you, do you think?
I think the transformational piece was really showing up in the universe in a different way. Like, I think the biggest thing has been about trusting the universe, myself, and my purpose. And there were these two big moments in my life that were they were like big transitions. And one was losing my dad when I was 12 years old. And then the other was sort of being in my 20s, not knowing what or if there was this career. And those were huge moments where, like, it was like being 12 and 20. Those are already transitional moments to begin with. But there's this sense of like uneasiness and loss and confusion and just like, so can I really trust the universe? Like, is this going to happen? Like, what? And even that, like that letting go and uncertainty was really hard for me to sit with. And so I think a lot of the creating I've done, the word that I put, and it's even on my Instagram that kept coming up, was surrender. And that was huge for me.
Wow. So I'm kind of still back with, and I appreciate so much, and I hold this very tenderly, the loss of your dad, you know, when you were a girl still, not even a teenager yet. And just holding that very preciously, are you willing to maybe look even a little bit more about that? Because as you say, those are such formative years. Can we take a little closer look at maybe what you knew, what you thought you knew when it came to you? That was really a transition time. Did you know it at the moment, or was it in retrospect, looking back at your life, or both?
I think it was, I don't know. You know, I think doing the coaching program, we always have to do so much of our coaching sessions. And that's when a lot of it started coming up even more. Mm-hmm. And so then there was this moment where I'm like you were mentioning before, painting and like doing all these things. And I was like, wow, there's like part of this is about creating, but part of it is something so much deeper about saying, yes, I believe that I can show up in the world trusting that I'm going to be held and supported and I can handle whatever comes to me. Like that was huge to be able to like really truly believe that.
I can't wait till you listen back over this. We can listen back over it together because that was just a most gorgeous soundbite from the well of wisdom that is inside you, that I know is always inside you. And then that next rite of passage, that 20-year-old also noticing and calling out to the universe, what is my purpose? How are you situated with her? What was the conversation you had with her?
Yeah, I think that one, I just remember it. Feeling so uneasy, unsure, and I don't know, I don't feel that now. It doesn't mean that I have everything planned out, that I have it all figured out. It's just more that I'm like, I'm comfortable with not knowing. I'm comfortable with saying, this is all I know and that's enough, and I'm just going to run with it. I don't know, there's just an ease and comfort that I didn't feel before. That has come in the, I would say probably the last 2 years, just because I was like, all right, I'm gonna trust you. I'm gonna try to go on this ride and see where it goes.
And I love that you're saying that because, you know, like in the first segment where you said, oh my gosh, sometimes I feel like maybe I want to be sick or something because the creative process is not all this joy and running through the field of flowers and happy, happy. There's a lot of agony to it too. And yet through that processing, through that release, through that acceptance and allowing, you really are offering us this gorgeous picture of a full life, well understood. And accepted and embraced. And I think that's the thing that is most stirring to me about your process, because you're closing that chapter to a certain extent, resolving certain things, and then opening a whole new window onto the next creative fierceness that is you. And so in the next segment, we're going to have an opportunity to actually offer this kind of process in thinking aloud with our listeners to maybe even give them an opportunity to do the same kind of creating and allowing that you and I have been up to. So we will be back in a minute.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to A Space of Allowing with Fierce Creativity and my friend and fellow coach, Monica Ortiz. I'm so happy to be with you all today in this space where we're trying to shine a light on some of the things that happen sort of at the subconscious level in terms of what our lives are calling us to manifest, to create, in the ways that sometimes, even when we're not actively looking or cooking some idea, the ideas will come to us a little bit from the sideways in, and we almost can't help but want to shine a light on them and bring them to light to live our best, most full lives. And so, Monica, I would really love it in this third segment if you give your offer to our listeners, because I think a little more time with you would be a great gift. So tell us a little bit more about how we can find you online, please.
Yeah. So for your listeners, I'm offering a free 60-minute coaching session. And to redeem it, you can email me. It's monicaortizcoaching@gmail.com. That's MONICAORTIZ coaching@gmail.com.
Awesome. Wow. I can just feel like if I coach with you, well, when I coach with you, I always have a tablet out. But I think if I were to do a session with you around fierce creating, I might want to have just like a big sketch pad with no lines on it and just give myself, you know, the permission to just doodle and draw and play and experience a coaching session with you. So listeners, please, I hope you take advantage of this very sweet, very wonderful offer. And so as we enter into segment three, this is really going to be a little bit different and much more concrete than the conversation about just, so what is creativity like? This is actually what I'd love to do. And Monica, maybe you and I can tag team sort of coaching a little bit this way, an opportunity for our listeners to actually have a little bit of a creative coaching session with themselves, just as you have been doing. And I do it too, in all different kinds of ways. I have a little coaching session with myself. So can you talk us a little bit about your process. And then, listeners, we're going to give you an opportunity to sort of walk through it with us and see what shows up for you, too. So,
yeah. So sometimes when I'm in the middle of some creative project, I have these different parts that come up. And it's so easy for them to, like, literally stop the flow of what's happening. Usually that's fear. That's one of my big ones. It'll come in and I'm just like, I'm in the middle of something. It's going really good. And suddenly I'm like, I feel it in my body. I have almost like been frozen and seized up. And I just honestly can't even move forward. And so that is always my sign to, like, I need to take a pause. I need to sort of write down if it's on my phone, if it's on a notebook, and I have almost like a conversation with that part. And it's really important to set up safety. So it's like, if you really know that you're going to go into someplace deep, make sure you're at home or you're somewhere where there's privacy. I can do this sometimes on the commute, but a lot of times I'm already home in my space. And I'm sort of just writing like, hey, is this fear? What is it that you need? What is it that you want to tell me? And I make it and I set it up so that it's completely non-judgmental. It's totally unconditional love to whatever wants to come up. And I go back and forth. So it's like me, Monica, speaking to that part. And I just trade back and forth until I finally feel like, it's not necessarily like resolved, but there's a sense of like, I understand what that part wants to tell me a little bit more and what they need from me. Because usually they need me to do something.
Wow. So that's just an amazing glimpse into the creative process. And the fact that I think what you're sort of normalizing for us, what you're helping me to just kind of go like, oh yes, I'm not crazy, because this happens to me too. These other parts come up. So thank you for, you know, sometimes we just see the beautiful mural on the side of the building and we don't realize the angst and the doubt and the, you know, missteps and the holes in the process. We just see the beautiful mural. So thank you for illuminating the path to that, which sometimes is a little bit of quicksand. So you enter into a creative space, you think it's going to be nice and smooth and lovely, and all of a sudden a part of you starts to have some fear. Mm-hmm. And what does it kind of sound like? Does it have a voice to it? How does it show up, this fear? And I know I'm asking you kind of an intimate question, but if you're willing to just kind of share with us so that we can get the sense too of recognizing similar parts in our own selves, how does fear show up for you? I know you said you feel it physically in your body.
Yeah, it usually feels like I'm frozen.
Wow.
Depending on like how big that fear part is, it can definitely feel like I'm almost immobile from my neck up and
wow.
I just can't move.
Wow.
Especially if it's like creative voice stuff, like I can definitely feel like my throat feeling like it's tight, like I can't get past that part.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have a voice, but it definitely, like, that's the first physical sign that, for me, I feel. Mm-hmm. It's more like, okay, stay still. It's like almost that survival mode where you kind of freeze and you're
fight
just
or flight. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So it freeze. Okay. So sometimes fear will come up in you and it will cause you to just sort of freeze in place. And what we understand, and there's a greater depth to this process than we're able to share in just this hour on the phone. And that's why a coaching relationship is often helpful. A counseling relationship also is, really essential to working on all these different parts. But when you're dabbling and you want to make friends with all the parts of you that want to show up, one thing that we can count on is that these parts are protectors. They're looking out for us. And so maybe they want to keep us still or they want to keep us small because here we are daring to grow. And so how do you soothe that part of you? You take a little time out. Do you step away from it, Monica? What do you do when fear shows up? You have a conversation with it? How does it talk to you?
So with particularly, I would say the last 2 months, I have sort of just made a promise that anytime fear comes up, because I'm trying a lot of new big stuff, I pause. it doesn't matter what I'm doing. Like, I'm not more committed to the outcome than I am to, like, just saying, okay, I hear you. Let's have a conversation. And I will literally just stop and just try to figure out, like, what's happening? What's going on? Can I take this next step? And I've even sat there and asked, like, hey, this is the next step that I'm thinking of. Are you okay? What else do you need to be okay?
Beautiful. And how does that part of you talk back?
Yeah, that part is, it's really quiet at first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so, like, my voice is even changing because it really does
get. I hear you. Yeah, it's quieter.
Yeah, it's smaller. It's quieter. It's kind of like, hey, I'm comfortable here. Why do we have to rock the boat? Let's just keep things the way they are.
Exactly. Okay, I almost, and this is like what comes up in me is like it's a little child part of myself that needs to be soothed.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everything is good right now. Why do we have to put ourselves at risk? Why do we have to dare to grow?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we have to take this chance and maybe get hurt or maybe get negative feedback or this or that? Aw, okay, so you're with this part of you that wants to be soothed a little. And how do you know when it's okay enough to move on with the process?
Usually that part will tell me. Like, I sit there until I get sort of that okay of, like, do you feel good? And sometimes other parts need to come in. I'm like, hey, fear, can you work a little with, like, laughter or joy or intuition so that you feel good, you know, like, so you feel protected.
Mm-hmm.
And I will end it by saying, like, you know, like, are you good? Are we, like, is there anything else left? Is there anything unsaid that wants to come out?
Wow. I think just the preciousness of that experience that you have just allowed us to glimpse. And thank you for sharing that, that is a really intimate, you know, expression of all the stuff that naturally goes on inside us, but we don't necessarily bring it out and talk about it. And we don't necessarily invite others to say, look how healthy this is to bring more of myself home, to allow more of myself to be in the space of allowing, where anything that wants to show up is going to actually contribute to all of me moving forward with whatever this process is. And I just give you a quiet minute, Monica, and see if there's anything else inherent in that process that you want to shine a light on for those of us listening today.
I think just the word that comes up is nurture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just nurture whatever's coming up. Like, and just that patience, like patience and kindness, what you want to give to anyone else. Like, these are the gifts that you're giving to yourself when you're doing those, the letter or the parts work. It really is, like, I love how you describe it, coming home to yourself.
Yes. That this is why I felt at the beginning of the hour like a cat sitting and purring on the windowsill, because I think this is some of the healthiest type of engagement that we can have. And I will say that there's a fierceness about this as well, a willingness to be with those parts that want to show up rather than keeping them hidden, keeping them suppressed, because I think that keeps the creative process stuck or at bay. You know, it doesn't necessarily permit us the full range of our voices. And so for listeners who think that we would like to engage in this, keep that in mind, what Monica is suggesting, that nurturing, that allowing space, that noticing the part that shows up. And there may be a couple of parts that show up. You can talk to them one at a time and invite them to share what it is that might be holding them back as the rest of you wants to grow and create and be your most bold and fully actualized self. That's really profound. I'm so grateful for your sharing all of that in this segment with us, Monica. You know, when we return, we're going to spend some time in the joyfulness of the creative process when it's free flowing. And Monica, I would love for you, when we return, to tell our listeners how this is manifesting for you, specifically the workshop series that's coming up. Okay, so we'll be back in a minute.
Are you
you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nooshin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome back. Boy, this has been a juicy hour, thanks to my guest and fellow coach, Monica Ortiz. In this last segment of Fierce Creating, I'm smiling already because we're really going to talk about when it is easeful, when we relax and play, because we've come through an arc of conversation so far that has made visible some of the challenge moments to creating, some of the mystery of creating. And now we're really just going to hold it very lightly and do this dance with the universe. Hi, Monica. What can you tell us about that a little bit and your experience?
Yeah, I think this is such an important part of the creative process. There is, after you've gone through some of those like stuck moments, to really acknowledge the times where things kind of work out, where these like coincidences where you're like, oh my God, how did that happen? Even like this show, for example, is one of those moments of celebration where things just sort of like fell so naturally and so easily. And I was just like, I can't even believe it.
Well, and I couldn't believe you said yes. And I expected you to say no, no, no at first, and you didn't. So I think there's, you know, there's a certain set of incubating to these ideas, like you and I had said before. There's a little bit of, readying ourselves for to burst into flower, you know, when the bud just wants to open. And so talk a little bit, if you would, about the playful part of fierce creating and how that sounds and how that works for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can give you a really concrete example.
Perfect.
When I was first starting to think about the workshop series, I wrote to my intuition and I was just like, well, how many people should it be? What's the price? Like, where should I get supplies? Like, just going back and forth, like just having this conversation. And one of the things, it was like, you know, go to Michael's, you can get like a teacher discount, whatever. And I was like, really? Is that really? Like, I'm not a teacher. It was just this moment of me going back and forth. And I'm not kidding. I come home, I open my mail, and there's like a big Michael's coupon.
Like, just in case you weren't sure, the universe just put it in your mailbox for you. Is that what you're saying? Oh my gosh.
Those moments, I know it's a small one, but it keeps happening. And I laugh. Like, even today, I was going on the bus and I keep seeing monarch butterflies. Mm. And like, not even small ones, these big, huge ones. And like, one of them, like, I saw it today and like practically hit my face.
Oh.
And I was just, I laughed because I was like, you're playing with me again. Like, I get it. I hear you.
I love that. Yeah, I love the specific examples, especially because I can feel that, you know, I can feel the universe just sort of flirting with you, just kind of playing with you, just sort of showing up in your inbox, right? And in fact, just as I said that, that's what happened with this radio show. It showed up in my inbox earlier in the year, and I just gave it a smile. And so, you know, for everybody listening out there, that notion of just allowing a certain playfulness with the messages that come at us from the sides a little bit and say, I see you there. What are you trying to tell me? And because, Monica, you said at the beginning of this segment, I wrote to my intuition. Is that what you said?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to slow down that moment and just shine a little light on that, because for you and for me, the way we have conversation with each other, I understand that you wrote to your intuition, but I would love for you to kind of translate that into practice for people who are listening. What does that mean if I want to write to my intuition? What does that look like or sound like so that others of us can try it too?
Yeah. And so this exercise came to me, I think it was the beginning of 2016, and I was listening to the Just Lively podcast. Mm-hmm. And she offered this up as an exercise. And I was feeling the same thing. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just going to try this out. And I even wrote that. I was like, hi, intuition. Like, I don't know if this is you or not. And there were moments where I kept going back and forth. I'm like, is this me? Is this intuition? Like, that was literally the conversation I was having on paper. But the weirdest thing and beautiful thing that came out of that was like, this was early 2016. I had no idea I was going to do coaching for transformation yet. I hadn't even heard about it. Mm-hmm. And there was this little piece that I had written to myself. And it talked about like this next phase, like opening up, letting go, that I was going to find this community. And it was just, I couldn't even believe it reading back in September.
Yeah, it's like you had planted a seed, right? We were talking about it. And almost forgetting in your waking life, in your active engagement with your everyday, almost forgetting that there was a subconscious operating back there, cultivating, incubating, readying. And yet then here it came out when you had an opportunity to listen to engage with, to take a walk with, metaphorically, your intuition. To hear what wanted to come up. I totally love that. I had an opportunity to do a vision board this past weekend. I participated in a class, and I was completely floored by something that showed up that I never expected on the corner of the vision board. I don't know why certain images in magazines struck me. But again, it's that sort of subconscious, that intuition, that something at the edges of your knowing that you want to just play with a little bit. So I cut this image out. And when I put it on my vision board, I thought, well, that's what that represents to me. That represents a sense of community that's larger and greater, that's going to help me to achieve this vision. And I never saw it that way before. And I didn't actively do that. In fact, I wasn't even really, quote unquote, making eye contact with it. I was sort of looking over here. And then it just kind of came out at the corner of the creative process. And can you talk a little bit, just briefly, about in your process, the importance of solitude and community? Because I know your workshops are really about cultivating a sense of community, but talk about those, the interplay of solitude and community in creating.
Mm-hmm. I think that really, especially when we talked about the incubation part, there is that moment in the beginning and throughout, because every time you're taking that step, I think it's really important. Like when I was meeting with people, when I was trying to figure out who do I want to ask to invite, like what are the partnerships that I want to make? I kept coming back to myself and saying, okay, I'm going to get quiet. I'm going to meditate just to see what was coming up, just to feel in my body if it felt right. Mm-hmm. So like intuition was a part of this process the entire time.
Yeah, and I love how you invite your body wisdom in too. And we've talked about that a little bit before on this show, but I love how you are just so naturally integrating all aspects of your wisdom, body, mind, spirit, and inviting all parts of you to show up and to do some fierce creating. I'd love in the last couple of minutes that we have of the show for you to share your vision and to make the invitation to your Soul Art series. Would you tell us about that? What's coming up?
Yes, this is an invitation for anyone who is interested. I am doing Soul Art Series, Living from Your Intuition. We are going to meet 5 times. It's the second Saturday of the month from October to February, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's happening in the Bronx at the Huntington Free Library and Reading Room. And if anyone wants to register, they can go to soulartseries.eventbrite.com. Or they can email me at monicaortizcoaching@gmail.com. We have 10 spots available and they're filling up. So hopefully there'll be some lucky people on your show that will want to attend.
Oh my gosh, I love that. So in the Bronx is going to be some fierce creating coming up. And I'm hoping that you will do some posting on Instagram as much as the participants will allow you to of the Soul Art Series. It sounds really delicious. And, you know, it kind of strikes me that this is probably a seed that was planted many, many, many years ago inside you, maybe even before you, you know, who knows how those kinds of things manifest through the instruments of our lives. But I celebrate that series, that fierce creating in you that comes forth. And I thank you so, so much for being with us on this hour and sharing so much of your heart and soul and your creative process with us. Monica, thank you.
Thank you, Nancy. It was such a pleasure. I'm so happy. Thank you.
Yeah, I love it. And Carter, thank you for producing the show for us. Thank you all your listeners who are out there, all of you, hoping that you feel full of a space of allowing your most fierce creating to come forth. Can't wait till we see you next time in a space of allowing. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Join Coach Nancy for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information or to listen to this show, visit nancycococoaching.com.